Welcome to the fifth and last day of the Art of Being You challenge. Today we are working with embodiment. Well, funnily enough, if I were to be fully honest, then there would be nothing to really talk about, because embodiment is you getting out there and living your truth. Embodiment is you living inside your body. But I will share some of the insights and the practices that I use to live an embodied life, that I use to come back to that embodied sense, to that living in the body. You see, the difference between someone that knows their truth and someone that lives their truth is huge. Someone that is simply aware but has not embodied their awareness, that if there's no embodied awareness, then you'll keep over-intellectualizing and over-conceptualizing your life and never really get to live the life you're dreaming of. Because truth doesn't live in your head. It lives in your walk. It lives in your breath. It lives in your voice. It lives in your heart. Truth is not about what you think and what you're able to intellectualize over. Truth is the way you live. Truth is the way you carry yourself. You know, just think about the most confident person that you can think of in your life. It can be a person you know, it can be an actor, it can be someone that you really admire because of their confidence, because of the way they carry themselves. And just take a moment to observe this person. What is that makes this person so confident? What is it? What is this element, this aspect that makes this person so confident? Why are they able to carry themselves with such confidence? And I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about that deep sense of self, that deep sense of acceptance for oneself, where you stop caring about how other people see you and you're just being yourself fully. This person has cracked the code to being themselves. They are amazing artists of being themselves, probably, and they are, most importantly, embodying their truth. They are not afraid to speak up. They're not afraid to stand up. They're not afraid to shut up. They are embodying their truth. They're living what they say. They're living what they are. They're living what they truly are. And that's the art of being you. You walking in your truth. You walking in your body. Embodiment, it's all about allowing your body to guide you, because your body already holds the truth. As we said before, your body is carrying all these genetical imprints and all these impressions of your experiences in your life. Even if you think about DNA, your DNA already contains all these chemicals, all these molecules that brings all your ancestral storyline inside of you. So how can we not trust such deep ancestral knowing? It's the deeper knowing we can ever access. It's in our body. It lives inside our heart. It lives inside ourselves. And when we learn to use the body as our compass, to follow our highest excitement, which I'll go deeper on in the course, we learn to actually live our life. To actually live our life. Not just experience, not just be alive, but truly fucking live our life as artists, at being ourselves, at experiencing ourselves, at embodying ourselves. Because excitement is not a luxury. Excitement is the compass. Excitement is your compass pointing you to aliveness. When you are excited, you are alive. You're doing something that you love. You're doing something that you like. I'm excited right now. And that shows me that this is what I love. Talking, guiding, yapping, being myself. It's what excites me. I'm excited right now. And I was excited before coming. And I was excited and I will be excited when I leave for the next project, for the next thing, the next crazy thing I'm going to do, the next adventure, the next travel, the next mission. Because I choose to follow that excitement. I choose to follow what excites me. If it doesn't excite me, why would I do it? Someone else can do it if it excites them. If it doesn't excite me, then maybe it's not for me. And I'm not saying that there are no moments in life where you have to put your head down and do some work that maybe doesn't excite you. That's part of the process. But most of the time, when it's about direction, when it's about choices, deep choices, big choices, I choose to follow that excitement. If it excites me, there is something for me in it. Why does it excite me? If you take five people and you show them five activities, five interests, five hobbies, five sports, five whatever, five things differently, I promise you, those five people will be excited for different things. Someone will be excited for that thing and someone for the other. And that shows, that makes me ask the question, why? Why is that specific person excited by those things? And why is that specific person excited by that? And I found my answer to that, which is because that is the path, that is what they are, and that's them meeting more of themselves. If something excites you, it's probably going to teach you and show you something about yourself that you didn't know. It's going to lead you somewhere where you had to be in order to experience and to gain the skills to be who you need to be in the future, to experience something that is meant for you. Excitement is what really makes you sure that you're experiencing something that is for you. That feeling of passion, excitement, that's exactly when you know you're doing something that is you, that is for you. If you're not, if you're like bored, if you become a vegetable doing what you're doing, that's telling you that's not you, that's not what you're supposed to do. And I know that it's hard maybe to really grasp, or it's hard in the society we live in. Some people might argue like, yeah, easy for you to say, bro, speaking from that freedom place of traveling the world and making of being yourself your job. And I'm like, yes, you're right. It is very easy for me and I'm very privileged. But how did I get here? I had the courage to follow what excited me, and I ended up into something, into a job, into a life that actually excites me. So take responsibility. If you don't like your life, if your life doesn't excite you, you are the only one who can change it. So stop putting that responsibility out of external factors. It's not your job, it's you being in the job. And you say, but some might argue, but if I quit my job, I'm going to be on the streets. I get it. It's possible. It could happen. But it doesn't have to be that radical. You can just do one step every day, something a little bit excites you more. And you begin to notice how your life automatically begins to shift towards that direction. And then maybe one day you'll find a new job that excites you. You are able to quit the old job. Or if the school you're going to doesn't like you, maybe change it. If the friends you're with that don't excite you, don't bring joy to your life, they actually bring you lower, they bring you down, why are you still there? It's also about allowing yourself to let go. I had to let go of many friends, of many places, of many people, of many patterns, of many things to be able to live the life I actually wanted to live. You know, most of the times when I work with my clients, when I work with people, I notice how what they want and what they live never match. They don't match. I'm like, wait, you want to be free, but you don't want to quit your job. And I'm like, what? Like, how is this working? Like, what we don't understand is that freedom is scary. Freedom is the void. Freedom is you always being lost because there's nowhere to go. So when you begin to be free, you're lost. I've been there. I wanted freedom my whole life. And now that I begin to experience the freedom I was asking for, I catch myself sometimes being so afraid. I'm like, fuck. That's pure freedom. I'm so free that I feel lost in that freedom. So be aware of what you're really asking for. What is that you want? And take the responsibility and the consequences of that what you want. I love freedom so much that I'm learning to make love with that void. That I'm learning to understand that I'm not lost. I'm just free. I'm not lost because I don't know where to go. I'm free and I don't know where to go. And I can choose to go where I want to go. So be very mindful of the duality of life, of what comes with everything. With the choice you make, there will come a consequences. You don't want to quit your job because there's safety? Great. Then take on you the weight of living a not free life. Do you want to be free? Great. Then take the risk of quitting your job and maybe going through a hard time before you can be free. There is always a duality, and our ability to accept and own that duality and push through and walk through that duality, that's what embodiment really is. You embodying the duality. Inside of every one of us, there is that duality. It is within me, it is within you. And some is more evident, some is more contrasted, whatever. We all experience that duality. There is always, as we say, as they say, as we say in the spiritual community, as above, so below. That's what it means. Just think about a mountain. When a mountain is expanding, it's growing in height, it's also growing in depth because it needs that support. It's like this structure, like a tree grows higher and it grows lower in the roots. The same way, as we expand into our freedom, we also realize that scary part of that freedom, the void, there is always a duality. So be aware of that and don't let the duality stop you. I've heard once this very, very important person in my life. We had this conversation once and he was kind of impressed or intrigued by my ability to experience the highs and the lows, experience the duality. He was like, Pepe, how can you allow yourself to go so high and so deep and so low? And I'm like, well, let's just allow myself to experience. I like to experience, you know, I like to, when I'm going high, when I'm feeling the high of life, when things are working for me, I want to feel that. I want to feel that aliveness. I want to feel the excitement. I want to jump around. I want to be that kid, that joyful kid. And when life is low, when the low hits me, I want to cry. I want to be intensely in that process. I want to feel, you know? And the perspective he shared was, he told me, you know, for most of my life, I haven't allowed myself to leave my highs because I was afraid of the opposite duality, of then experiencing a lower low. So basically, he tried to trick himself in the neutral state, in living in the neutral. So when the highs would come, he would get serious and be like, yes, okay, I'm feeling great, but there is a low is going to come. And he would bring himself lower to not feel the high. So that when the low came, he was like, yeah, it's a low, but the high is coming. And like he was using this natural state to never really go high and never really go low, which is okay. Maybe that's the art of being him. So no absolute right or wrong way. But that made me realize that this is the experience of life. And I am here. I personally, I am here to experience fully. So ask yourself, what is that you want? What is that you really want? And then accept the duality of it. Accept the above and below. Accept the contrast of it. Because that's what will free you. If you're able to accept the duality, you are free. If you're okay with anything that happens, think about it right now. If I'm okay with the fact that this course will be amazing and you will learn everything with this and with the other duality that you will think that I'm crazy and that this didn't work and you will be mad at me for doing this, that's a duality. That's possible. Every possibility is alive. It's present in this moment. And if I can be okay and accept both of these dualities, I'm free. Because I don't care about the outcome. I'm just here. I'm doing my work. I'm doing my thing. I'm embodying my truth. I'm living my truth. And then what happens? I accept. Whatever duality will come out of this moment, I accept it. Sometimes it will be good, sometimes it will be bad. That's it. That's life. So we cannot really change the nature of life. We can only learn to live our truth and embody that path and walk that path. So that's why I will give you some tools, but I will not force you into any practice. You need to share, you need to discover your own practice. You need to really become so in touch with yourself that you become your own guide. You are the best master for yourself. That's what this course is all about. You becoming the master of yourself. You learning to develop that close, intimate relationship with yourself. Because this life, it's all about intimacy. The more you can allow yourself to be intimate with life, with the present moment, with yourself, the deeper you go and the more you expand into this experience of life. Allow yourself to be intimate with life. Allow yourself to be intimate with the present moment. That's why most of us are afraid of intimacy, because intimacy will show you your limitations. Intimacy will show you your blockages. And the moment you allow yourself to be intimate with life, to look at life in the eyes, that's the moment where you begin to experience fully. And that comes also in relationships. Intimacy in relationship is the same thing. Think about it. You are life. You're part of life. You're literally part of life. I am part of life myself right now. Just like as a plant or a tree, I'm part of life. I'm like this fun guy, you know, like fungi. So I'm like a big mushroom in a sense. I've got this all nerves and all this heart. I'm life, right? So to be intimate with life is to allow yourself to be intimate with others because they are life. So to meet one another is to be intimate with life, to develop that relationship. That starts with yourself. So maybe today, the most embodied thing you can do is stand in front of the mirror and get intimate with yourself. And you can do whatever you want. That's your life. That's your freedom. If you want to make love with that mirror, do it. You're free. You're an adult. Experience. Be intimate with yourself. If you want to kiss that mirror, hug that mirror, thank that mirror, scream at that mirror, whatever you want to do, become intimate with yourself. That is the art of being you. It's the ability to establish an intimate relationship with yourself. And the more intimate you get with yourself, the more honest you get with yourself, the more transparent, true you get with yourself, the more you liberate your essence, the more you liberate your expression. If you're able to see yourself, you will become more able to be seen by others. The truth is we're not honest with ourselves in the first place. That's why we are not able to be honest with others. The moment you begin to be honest with yourself, to be intimate with yourself, to be true to yourself, that's the moment you begin to meet yourself. Do you want to meet yourself? Do you want to learn how to be yourself? Then begin to experience and to deepen the relationship with yourself. And that's what embodiment really is. And that's what this course that I've created and put together for you really is. The self-liberation framework is the framework that I use personally. It's what works for me to navigate the cycles of life and to always allow me to bring myself back to center, to always bring myself back to this relationship with myself, to deepen the relationship with myself, to become aware of my limitation, to rewire them, to align to the new, more expanded, magnetic, powerful version of myself, to expand into the version and then to finally embody it and walk that path. What we need to understand is that the self-liberation framework is not a linear process. It's a cycle. It always goes in rounds. It keeps spinning and spiraling as you go deeper and deeper into yourself, into the art of being you. There's always going to be a deeper layer. So it's not that you do awareness stick, rewiring. Oh, I did the rewiring. I did the alignment. I expanded. Now I'm ready to embody. That's not how it works. It's a cycle. And you will always be asked to go back to awareness before you can embody. You will learn to embody a new version of yourself eventually. And that's what this course will help you to do, to become more expressed, to become more of you, to go back, to remove the limitations, to remove the blockages, to remove the programming so that you can express your truth. You can talk in a flow. You can share your gifts. You can begin to be paid to be yourself. You can begin to experience life as yourself. You can really free yourself and liberate yourself from all these other people's judgments and opinions and conditions so you can finally breathe and be. And because of that, once you will embody this new version of you, you will be confronted by a new limitation, a new fear, a new judgment, and a new situation. And then you'll be asked to go back to awareness and then to repeat everything over and over again. The art of being you is you returning to yourself over and over again. It's not about holding on and clinging onto your sense of self. It's impossible. Even the Buddha, they asked him once, what happened when you awaken? And what he said is, I realized that my sense of self comes and goes. And he awakened. He awakened to the fact that we are not meant to hold on to our sense of self. Our sense of self comes and goes, just like the breath comes and goes, just like the season come and go, just like the sun and the moon comes and goes, and the cycles, and the circles, and the cycles, and the circles, and the spirals, and the earth is spinning, and the sun is spinning, and the whole galaxy is spinning, and we are spinning. Everything is spinning in circles. So the ability to surf the cycle, to learn how to navigate the cycles, it's the art of being you. That's the practice. That's why I created this framework as a navigation tool. Basically, this framework is like a surfboard. I'm handing you the surfboard to surf your internal reality, to surf this reality, to learn how to navigate and surf like a skilled surfer reality. your life so that you can always go deeper and deeper into yourself and always liberate yourself. So this is not a one-time graduation process. You don't reach embodiment and graduate at the art of being you. That's not how it works. You will always be asked to go back over and over to yourself. That's what really this is about. So thank you so much for arriving here in this moment, for joining me in this 5 days of a challenge, the art of being you. Now we are ready to embody, to begin to embody. But if you are ready to really dive much deeper in much more depth with much more hours of material and practices and exercises and perspectives and meditations and some breath technique and all of this, all that I have to offer you that has helped me unlock myself to be able to express my truth, to be able to live my life, to be able to be so happy about what I do, and to be able to be so sad, to allow myself to be sad, to be able to allow myself to experience. This is what has helped me go back to myself over and over again. This is what has helped me to expand farther in my truth, to grow in my business, in my life, in my relationships, in everything, in my skills, in my artistic expression, in my truth, to simply grow spiritually, physically, emotionally. This is all I have to offer you right now when it comes to how to be yourself. I've struggled with that throughout my whole life for so long, and I still do at times, and that's exactly why I'm doing this work. You know, the struggles we experience becomes the teachings we teach. So obviously, if I'm here teaching, which I'm not teaching, I'm just reminding you, it's because I've been through that process. It's because I know how it feels not to be yourself. It's because I know how it feels not to express what you really wish to express. It's because I know how it feels to be so stuck and shrink back because you think, people think something of you when they actually maybe not even doing that. I know how all of this feels because I've lived it myself. First of all, because I'm a human, just like you, and we all remember the first fundamental is we are humans. So these are the tools that I've put together for us to learn how to serve the cycle, to navigate the process, to go deeper into being ourselves. So if you're ready to liberate yourself, to become that free spirit, to go back to that free will you've always had, to feel that sense of freedom, to expand in every direction, to embody and finally live that art of being you. If you're ready to become an artist at being yourself, and if you're ready to make of your life a big masterpiece, a true masterpiece, then you know what to do. This is the art of being you. Back to the origin. I'll see you inside the course. For now, enjoy the results of this little challenge. And if you're really ready to die, to play, to meet yourself, to go deep with me together on this journey, you know what to do. The next step is the course, the art of being you, back to the origin. Let's go back to the origin together. Let's remember who we are together over and over again. So yes, I'll be waiting you inside the course. See you there.